Terrell Owens says Donovan McNabb was drinking night before Super Bowl puking incident. By Dylan Gwynn on December 30, 2020. It's been 15 years since Donovan McNabb allegedly vomited in the middle of the Eagles' huddle during their Super Bowl 39 matchup against the Patriots. However, 15 years of separation has done nothing to quiet the speculation about what happened that day. Speculation that was started afresh this week after former teammate Terrell Owens alleged that McNabb threw up because he had been out drinking the night before. I know there were teammates I talked to recently who said they saw him throw up in the huddle, Owens told Bleacher Report's Untold Stories. I've talked to teammates since then and know for a fact that he was out the night before the biggest game pretty much of all of our careers there. There were people that saw him out and said he was drinking. I think that contributed to him throwing up in the huddle. Owens continued, knowing all this information, I thought it was irresponsible, especially for somebody of his caliber and status and leader of the team. McNabb has steadfastly denied that he vomited in the huddle. McNabb and Owens have been feuding with each other, at least since the conclusion of that 2004 season. Much of the dispute centers around Owens' belief that McNabb did not support him when he was seeking a larger contract with the organization. McNabb called Owens a major distraction during his own appearance on Untold Stories. Owens was eventually released by the Eagles for conduct detrimental to the team. After their time in Philadelphia, things went rather well for the Owens and not so great for McNabb. Owens went on to three 1,000-plus yard seasons with Dallas and two solid seasons with Buffalo and Cincinnati, before retiring. For his part, McNabb had five more solid years in Philly but then struggled in Washington and Minnesota. McNabb's post-Philadelphia struggles did not go unmentioned by Owens. He don't make me, Owens said. I'm in the Hall of Fame for what I've done and what I've accomplished. I appreciate the opportunity to have played with him. Check my stats before I got there and check my stats when I left. He is supposed to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league in his mind. You can't go to Washington and not beat out Rex Grossman. Seems like bygones are not bygones,